49 still following emergency triple team traffic, Andy.
And Brian, the road conditions are improving as the sun gets a chance to work on the roads finally, but we've still got reduced speeds. I-15 from Draper to downtown is still going to take you almost 30 minutes with heavy and slow traffic the entire stretch. For those of you on 215, the west side is okay. That earlier backup is gone. South end, just slow as you go from 2000 east onto the east belt. And SR-201 seeing some eastbound backups out at 7200 west. Eric?
We got some light snow falling at Parley Summit. It doesn't look like it's causing any kind of major slowdowns. We do have wet roads the entire way from Park City into the valley. Down Utah County, I-15 northbound, a very slow going from Pioneer Crossing up to SR-92 and on the southbound side too, rolling past that same area generally. Timpanogos Highway still slow for westbounders as you head over from Highland to the freeway. Heather?
We are almost back to normal speed southbound 15 through Layton and Kaysville, but now you're getting very slow between the I-215 North Interchange and downtown Salt Lake. US 89 also seeing a bit of congestion at some of the busier intersections in Fruit Heights and Kaysville, but Legacy Parkway looks pretty good right now. This traffic report is sponsored by Larry H. Miller Chevy Provo, your blue tag bonus tag sale headquarters, located two blocks west of Lavelle Edwards Stadium, or visit Larry H. Miller Chevrolet Provo.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
The